One of the newest places to find the words of Donald Rumsfeld is the fat new Yale Book of Quotations, a properly bookish-looking book where the defense secretary is sandwiched between poet Muriel Rukeyser and writer Damon Runyon.
But don't feel you have to turn right to the R's, because of the joy of reading this new book of quotations is just leafing all the way through it. You get to feel scholarly and stupid at the same time. That latter part is easier for some of us. You may stumble right across the phrase Brave New World and realize it was first written by Shakespeare.
The new book is also full of popular culture, political slogans like Where's the Beef? Catchphrases from TV, movies, and music on the radio.
So right after the last word from Shakespeare comes a perfectly rhyming couplet from the rapper Tupac Shakur.
In another part of the book, Galileo, John Kenneth Galbraith, and Zsa Zsa Gabor all share the same page, probably the only thing they have in common. Melville is next to John Mellencamp. Kurt Vonnegut comes right out of Voltaire.
Okay, so in an attempt to give you the full leafing effect, we're going to back off for a minute and try to create on the radio the complete and unabridged leaf through the Yale Book of Quotations.
So, can we cue the leaves, please?
It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. The first line from 1984 by George Orwell.
History is the sum total of all the things that could have been avoided. Former German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Line from a TV ad.
You can no more win a war than you can win an earthquake. Jeanette Rankin, first woman in Congress.
The average man doesn't want to be free. He wants to be safe. H.L. Mencken.
The trouble with a rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Lily Tomlin and others.
Oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone, they walk on.
Love conquers all things. Let us too give in to love. Virgil.
Love is a snowmobile racing across the tundra, and then suddenly it flips over, pinning you underneath. And at night, the ice weasels come. Cartoonist Matt Groening.
Good girls go to heaven. Bad girls go everywhere. Helen Gurley Brown.
I never forget a face, but I'm going to make an exception in your case. Groucho Marx.
When you look like your passport photo, it's time to go home. Irma Bombeck.
A brief leaf through the new and very modern Yale Book of Quotations. Quoting gets addictive, so it's hard to close without adding this subversive comment from Ralph Waldo Emerson. I hate quotations. Tell me what you know.
In spite of that frustration, let's throw in one more indispensable quote from William Strunk in The Elements of Style. Omit needless words.
Unless, of course, they happen to be yours.
And by the way, you have a chance to send us some of your words. You can send your own notable quotes about what you hear on Morning Edition. And you can decide which words might be needless or not. Just go to NPR.org and click on Contact Us. You can quote us on that. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.